USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
At least six people are dead and at least 30 people were injured after a gunman on a rooftop opened fire on a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, a suburb north of Chicago. Police Chief Lou Jogman says a person of interest has been identified.
His name is Robert Bobby E. Crimo, C-R-I-M-O, the third. He is 22 years of age.
Police believe he's driving a silver Honda Fit with Illinois plates. Authorities have not released any details on the victims. Jogman says local, state, and federal law enforcement are working to place Crimo in custody. There was also a shooting early Monday morning in Sacramento as people were leaving a downtown nightclub. One person was killed, 31-year-old Gregory Grimes, who played football for Boise State. Four others were wounded. A motive in the shooting is not known, and information as to what happened is limited. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
U.S. officials have concluded that Al Jazeera journalist Shirlene Abu Akleh was likely killed last May from gunfire from Israeli positions, but adds her shooting was not intentional. A spokesman for the State Department says a detailed forensic analysis was conducted by independent third-party examiners. He adds the bullet was so badly damaged that it prevented a clear conclusion from being reached as to who fired the shot. WNBA star Brittany Griner sent a letter to President Biden asking that he not forget about her and other American detainees. Her representative shared some lines from the handwritten private note that was delivered on Monday. The center for the Phoenix Mercury and two-time Olympic gold medalist has been detained in Russia since February on charges of possessing cannabis oil as she was returning to play for her Russian team. Her trial that began last week will resume on Thursday. Wall Street was closed on Monday for Independence Day. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
USA Radio's Tim Berg reports on an Independence Day tradition that continues for thousands of new Americans.
To commemorate Independence Day, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services welcome more than 660,000 new citizens in more than 140 naturalization ceremonies. They started on July 1st and continue through the 8th. Many newbies share their naturalization stories on social media. You can look them up by using hashtag New Citizen. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another tradition continued on the 4th, Nathan's International Hot Dog Eating Contest. And once again, it was Joey Chestnut who won the men's title after eating 63 hot dogs, his 15th victory in a row. Mickey Sudo, who sat out last year because she was pregnant, reclaimed her title, wolfing down 40 hot dogs. She beat last year's winner, Michelle Lesko. The contest returned to Coney Island after being held in alternate locations due to the pandemic. British theater and film director Peter Brook has died. The 97-year-old directed the film adaptations of his best stage works, as well as the 1963 movie Lord of the Flies. He won 2 Tony Awards, an Olivier Award, an Emmy, and an International Emmy over a 7-decade career. Brook had settled in Paris in the 1970s. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.